Kimberly. You're listening to an Aiden's Wagon podcast. I'm a mom to an amazing boy named Aiden that happens to be on the autism spectrum. I wake up every day bracing for a new adventure. I will share some of those adventures with you on this podcast. We will also hear from other parents, educators, authors, and caregivers. So please sit back and enjoy. In the last episode, I shared with you all that Aiden had aged out of Babies Can't Wait and was entering into public school. This was so stressful because he had just turned 3 in July, and in Georgia, school starts in early August. So in my mind, he was barely 3 years old. He would be riding the big bus, going to a huge school. How would he be perceived? Would he have friends? Would the faculty and staff be able to understand his wants and his needs? Then I went to orientation and I met his teacher, Lynn Shabbat, and it was like a sense of calmness came over me. She was warm, bubbly, and inviting. Aiden took to her immediately and I felt so much better. And today you will be able to meet her through this podcast episode. You will hear how her career really is her calling. Hi, I'm here with Lynn Shabbat.
Hello.
Hello, Lynn, the renowned Lynn Shabbat. Lynn is a special education teacher, and she is a special teacher because she was the teacher of my precious Aiden. And I want to talk to Lynn today. I want to expound on her career and her mom, being a mom, rather, of a special needs child. So I will let Lynn go ahead and first tell us, I guess, what made you become a special education teacher?
I kind of always, in churches and with babysitting, I always loved children. And I had an experience with a neighbor of a child with special needs that my siblings were not, they were a little nervous to play with and didn't really know how to play with her. And I just was so attracted to her with all of her idiosyncrasies and her different behaviors and everything. I wasn't afraid. I was kind of intrigued. And then, you know, from time to time, I'd read a book or watch a movie, and I just always felt a calling almost that I could do something like that. That felt like something that fit my personality.
So it was just in you.
I think
just,
so.
Just to
yeah,
do
I
it.
Think I was one of those lucky people that at an early age kind of, you know, a teacher put a seed in my mind of that you'd be good at that after reading Helen Keller.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the fourth grade. I remember having to do a book report, and I was worried about the drawing part of it because I wasn't very artistic. So I read the book and I thought, yeah, I could do that when I grow up. And I, you know, I was probably 10 or 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
But it just, the seed was planted.
And speaking of planting seeds, you have been planting seeds for how long now with children?
Give away some information. Let's just say 3 decades and counting.
Okay. So you were a special education, are a special education teacher, so then you became a mom of a child with special needs.
That is correct. That is the irony in the universe. I was well into my career, 16, 17 years. I had worked on, I got my master's degree when my oldest daughter was 3 or 4 years old, one class at a time. I was teaching full time. And I really felt like I had a good handle on what teaching special needs was all about. And my third child just did not speak, did not give me any language. I had 2 other children to compare it to as far as milestones. And she was about 13 months with a vocabulary of mommy, Elmo, and ball, and eventually no. And so I knew something was wrong, but I wasn't really ready to accept anything like that. But I did have enough of a push in the back of my mind to get her tested.
Okay. So how did that change your career? Or did it change your career from the first half to the second half after having the diagnosis?
Yes, it did. The first part was just understanding how the denial of accepting that your child is different, because as a parent, you're so madly in love.
Yes.
You're so madly in love from the minute you find out you're carrying a child.
Right.
And that whole falling in love process just grows, and you are protective, and you are in love, and you are mom, you know, or dad. And so I understood when parents, when teachers could see things in children that parents were not ready to see. And what a painful, long, personal process that is.
Right.
So that really, that part initially was like, oh, I get it. And over time, when I started putting my daughter in more intensive therapies, I realized the urgency of early intervention. We cannot wait with our kids. Right,
exactly. And so because of the early intervention with Aiden, I was blessed to have you
as
a teacher when he was three. And I think, you know, I know that really helped him. And so what advice would you give, I guess, to a teacher that does not have a child with special needs, but they are a special needs teacher? Because that does happen. You know, it was you.
It was. And that urgency and that understanding, the empathetic side to, you know, I had two other children. I was a working mom. I was a full-time working mom. So adding to my schedule of this therapy and that therapy and the worry and everything else, I try to relate to you and to many other moms that I know where you're coming from. This is not school hours only. This is vacation time. This is 2 o'clock in the morning. This is the child that won't potty train. This is the child that runs away. All the safety issues.
Right.
I knew that and I felt it with everything in me. So it's talking to a new teacher or a teacher that does not have a personal experience with this. I would just say extend that olive branch and just say, you know, listen to their side, because they are truly the ones with the child. They are the first teachers as well as being a parent. And you're going to gain a lot of information by listening to say, what are they dealing with, the strengths, the weaknesses, and what is home life like? You know, back in the day, teachers used to go into the homes to understand their children, especially in special ed. And for whatever reason, you know, we don't really have an opportunity to do that anymore. So we lose that part of the whole picture.
Right, right. So you have now written a book, or you're in the process of writing a book.
It is written. It's coming out in June. Yes.
In June. So what made you decide now to go ahead and write a book?
It surprised me how it all came about. When Bree was little, I thought about it. You know, I thought, well, surely for the reason that I am a special ed teacher and then become a parent, there must be some rhyme or reason in the universe that this would happen to me.
Right.
I say in my book that I should have gained a few extra points with God or your universe or whatever, that I was already doing this, so why would you give me extra? I get it. And so I think the time was always in the back of my head that I would do it someday, like when she was older. And my other two children are, you know, in college, and one is has a career and is married. And I just started writing in a journal, and I could not stop.
Okay.
The words came, the tears came, and it was just my time. So over a few months in the summer, I switched from writing in a journal, pen to paper, to my computer. And then I kind of disciplined myself to say, I'm going to write a little bit every day.
Nice. I cannot wait until June to read it.
Thank you.
And
I have to get my plug in there that it's with 1010 Publishing.
Okay. 1010 Publishing?
Yes.
Okay. So do they have a website?
Yes, they do.
It's 1010
Publishing. 10 Publishing, uh-huh.
Okay. So I just want to say two things. Congratulations on being Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
I could not let you go without saying that.
Thank you.
Well deserved. And then the other one is a question.
Okay.
Once your book is published, will you come back and talk about the book?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The book started out as a personal expression of my journey. The name of the book is Connections, A Journey in Love and Autism. I wanted people everyone to know, but even especially families that are dealing with this, that you will survive, you will thrive. Mm-hmm. You can have a beautiful life with a child that is different in some ways and no mm-hmm. different in other ways. Mm-hmm. You know, just mm-hmm. it's your child. But I'm hoping that the book will give me a platform to be able to answer questions about, well, what do you do in this situation? Because with a career of 30 years, and I'm still in the classroom, it's kind of, you know, we always use puzzle piece as the autism icon. But it truly is a puzzle. Like, why is this child acting like this today? Why is he acting like this tomorrow?
Yes.
And I love that. When I come into a staffing where a new child might have just moved in from out of town, and I just kind of like look at him for a few minutes, I'm not listening to any of the reports, and then I'm like, okay, we need to work on this, we need to work on that, and I can see it, because I've had so many different children. I've been lucky enough to see so many beautiful children come through my classroom door, so I have a lot of experience with that. But that's what I'm hoping, just you know, the conversation around autism, around behavior disorders, yes. around any childhood developmental disorder,
yes.
It needs to be out in the open. We need to have some answers.
Right.
You know, and we need to be able to rely on each other, not to have to reinvent the wheel, but if this is working, it might work for you. And I'm hoping to open up that kind of forum.
Right. And too, I think with that, people be more accepting and not so standoffish when it comes to a child's behavior if they're not behaving typically.
Exactly.
Know. So I
exactly.
think,
especially
yeah.
as our children get older. They, you know, they look like they're older. They're physically mm-hmm. changing to, they should be presenting like a first grader, like a third grader. And sometimes the behavior component or the social emotional component has not caught up. And so those behaviors
exactly.
are very immature.
Exactly.
And a child, especially in the school setting, especially when it's a child like your son, who's very intelligent, that we know where he is intelligent, we know what he can do, and then all of a sudden some behaviors might come up, and then
right.
how do you make that work for him in the classroom?
Right.
So for you, for me, for all of our families.
Right, and I like what you would tell me after every hard day, which is probably you would just tell me every day, that we're going to make it through.
Yes.
He's fine, we're going to make it through. And just those common words were so encouraging and supportive, and it's like, okay, she said she's been doing this for a while. We're going to make it through. And especially to a mom like me, he's my first. He's
right.
my only. So I had nothing to compare it to. So it's just like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to do this? But, that happens. It's okay.
It's one day is finished, and we go on to the next day. And, I really believe in, just like the parent does naturally with the child, the teacher has to build that relationship with the child. So even though the child may want to please you and may want to be behaving appropriately that day, they may not be able to because of their disability
right.
that day.
Right.
But in the back of their mind, especially at this age, at the young age, they need to know that you are mom or you are my teacher and I'm here for him.
Right.
And it's okay. You know, it's that unconditional love. Like, I
yes.
love you as a person. You are amazing. And all these things show me that you are an amazing young man or young lady. But we're going to work on this behavior.
Right.
And showing that, holding the child accountable at his level for his own personal responsibility. You know, we would like him to sit for 4 hours and act like a 7-year-old, sure, but he's not 7 years old and he's not there yet, and he probably will be someday. But knowing where he is at that time
and
meeting him right there,
right,
and still letting him come out with a positive self-esteem.
Yes, thank you so much.
You are welcome. This is my pleasure.
I enjoy speaking with you. You're so encouraging. I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
So proud of your accomplishments, and I wish you many more.
Thank you so much.
What an amazing mom and teacher to so many. We are so excited about her book, Connections, A Journey in Love and Autism. We cannot wait to have her back and discuss her book and hear more in depth about her path, both professionally and personally. You can follow her on Facebook at Connections at Autism Secret. That's Facebook, Connections at Autism Secrets. We will also keep you informed of when her book is released and how you can purchase it. I hope that you all will continue to listen to upcoming episodes. I appreciate you. Thank you.